Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The sun shine upon you today, Labor Day. That is Huey Lewis in the news. As my daughter used to say, Huey Lewis in the loos. When she was about 2 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. Crank this up, James, will you please? Working. It's a work day for some. As Jay and I don't really consider this too much work, although, yeah, preparing for it. It's some work, but being on the air is a joy to spend time with you any day, whether it's a holiday or not. But the Good Day Gang is here for a Labor Day. It always falls on the first Monday of September. And so that means September 1st through September 7th, right? Duh. So it's September.
Off, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So do you have do you get weekends off on your job? Do you get lunch breaks on your job? Get paid vacation on your job? Do you get, are you working an 8 hour a day? If you're working a regular job, Social Security. So I guess the way to look at Labor Day and to answer those questions in the positive, if you did say yes, maybe not to all of them, but to some of them, maybe even one or two of them, you can thank labor unions for that and the labor movement for that. There have been a lot of battles over the years, my lifetime, your lifetime, and way before we were born. The legislation that inspired this day and inspired protection and benefits for the worker as part of what we celebrate today, although I think a lot of people, it's kind of like Memorial Day, a lot of holidays, it just becomes,
I think people get confused 100%.
How so?
A lot of people think that whenever Memorial Day comes up, which one's which? Is Labor Day the one in May? Is Memorial Day the one in September?
Oh,
I think
that's
it's just,
they're not
yeah, a lot of people get confusing.
Yeah. Why? But
they're not remotely about the same thing.
Not really.
But one easy way to remember is Memorial Day and May both start with the letter M.
Ah, that's good. Also, supposedly Memorial Day seems like yesterday or 5 minutes ago we were talking about it during the program on Memorial Day. It's a Monday holiday. It's one of those, usually it's the last Monday of May, and it begins sort of the titular beginning of summertime. And as far as Labor Day is concerned, with a lot of people, it becomes the titular end of summertime, summertime, some, summertime. Is it for you? I think it's all in your head, frankly. You can enjoy the weather as it exists. You can enjoy the reality as it exists. The whole business of unions brought about by the same sort of thing that we have now, in my estimation, the greed that is demonstrated by people who have a lot of money and they want more and they don't want the people that help them to get the money that they have earned to share. Not that they should share equally. I don't believe in that. I don't. When somebody says, oh, Bezos, he's worth $150 billion, so everybody that works for Amazon should be worth blank, you fill in the blank. No, that's not the way it works. Did you put your capital on the line? Did you put your sweat on the line? There are a few people like Zuckerberg who stole his idea. It wasn't his idea to begin with. The whole business of doing what he has done came about when they were in college. He was in college with those twins. I forget what their name was. But you know, you've got guys like that who take advantage of the situation. But then there are other lot of, the, especially the mom-and-pop operation. The backbone of American labor is built around the small businesses that are the backbone of America. And so if you're working for a small business like this, my program and the ancillary things that are going on here are part of a small business, the smallest business that exists in the broadcasting world doing this. And so do you have other things that people who have worked for me, well, you make all that money. Well, first of all, I don't make that much money anymore. So, matter of fact, the people who work with me make more money than I do. But that's me, and that's this my desire to keep this program going. It doesn't mean it'll always be that way, or it always has been that way. But every single business, each and every one of us that runs a business has a different reason for doing it. But hopefully it helps you at least pay the bills. It helps you in a lot of cases. There are people in families that run businesses, especially family farms, that the patriarch wants to keep the business going, not for himself or herself, the matriarch, but for the children and the grandchildren. That sort of thing happens. There's nobody in my family that wants to keep this program going, but there are people who want to keep the program going, so we'll keep the program going. This is this whole business about the relationship that labor has to big business. It becomes, and maybe the writer's strike is a good example of this, Jay. When you look around and look at these greedy bastards that run all of these big companies and what they are about in trying to break the union, what, so they can make more money? Now, the other side of it is that's their job. Their job is to make the stock of the company worth more. So that's what they get paid on, value of the stock. So if we're going to sort of fix this, the business about what's out of whack, then you address that. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, probably not, because it again speaks to I want more, I have more, I want to protect what's mine, which is fair. It's great, but sometimes it gets a little out of whack, especially if it's not your business, per se. The businesses have gotten so big now.
It really has.
Yeah, they haven't. Disney, again, is a good example. They're outrageous. The way they run the business, you know, the way that they present themselves in public. Everybody wants to go to Disney World. Everybody wants to see Disney movies. All that's great. But the people who got you there are the ones. The guy who's running Iger, he didn't get the company to where it is. He came back in. He was there, and he had another guy take over for him 4 or 5 years ago, and he did a crap job. And so he came back again. But that's just one example. There are tons of other examples of people who have created something out of nothing. And therefore, they deserve the spoils of their work, their idea. But that doesn't mean that they got there by themselves, because most certainly they didn't.
Yeah.
They had to have people make the stuff or come up with other ideas. How do we move this forward, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Think about that.
But and also, it's nobody is guaranteed to automatically have a job. But if you do have a job, you should be making a living wage.
Yeah.
And that's just not happening. Inflation goes up, but wages do not.
Well, if the company can't afford it, then what's the best way to handle that? If the company can't afford it, does the company just let the company go out of business and all those people get out of work? That's what the balance is in negotiating, what you can afford and what the people who are working with you. Sometimes there's a misconstrued reality. There's a misperception of what, you know, the person who's on the top is all about versus those who are working with him or for him or her. And so, yeah, everybody deserves a working wage. But at what expense, at what point do we say, okay, this is as far as we can go right now. We like our job. We'll have to, you know, settle for this. Because some jobs are just not worth more than, you know, and then you can say, well, what does that mean?
Well,
it's not worth it to the company to have people being paid more than what it is that you may be being paid at the moment.
And one thing I've noticed, too, is as prices, say, for food items, like there's this juice place,
crazy,
juice smoothie place nearby, and rather than they have to pay a little bit more money for some of their items, rather than charge the customers more, they're just watering things down. And it's like, give people the option if they would like to
pay more.
If they would like to pay a little bit more. Or a lot of places, too, where they do a brick and mortar and pay for all that additional overhead when maybe they don't need to. Maybe they can be a kiosk or an online shop. Look at Best Buy. Best Buy, it does not have a lot of people going to their brick and mortar
store
very often, but they have these what are they? The vending machines that they have popped up in different airports and terminals and all of this stuff, because people are still buying those type of products.
Yeah, those are needed products. I don't have much use for Best Buy because the labor relations they have there, the kids that work there. And this is another thing. So looking at it from a business owner's point of view, the labor pool these days isn't great for any number of reasons, mostly because the government has made it too easy for people who are of average means to not have to work. And we still are dealing with this, especially with the administration that's in there now and the people who want to take from the rich and give to the poor. That's great. Robin Hood, the old idea of Robin Hood riding through the glen, Robin Hood with his band of men, feared by the bad, loved by the good, yeah. There are, it's kind of like the Equalizer, a movie, the third Equalizer movie is out right now with Denzel Washington, and I thought it was interesting. The lead female is, what's her face, the child actress. Elle's, this now they're referring to as Elle's sister. But
Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Fanning was on her own. Both of those girls had my daughter as an English teacher when they were in high school. And she was very fond of both of them, but I thought it was interesting. We're off on a tangent now, but, well, we're talking about movies and the labor union and the fact that we don't have a lot of new movies coming down the pipe, and that's because of labor unrest. And so when you go back to the roots for just a moment, the people back in 1882 when the Industrial Revolution was starting, labor unions developed because people were getting very low wages and had very poor working conditions. So there were thousands of people that walked through the streets of New York to protest. And a couple of years later, Labor Day started with the central labor unions pushing other organizations to follow as they did. In 1894, there was an approval that an official day was set aside by Congress, and then women in labor. Obama restored the rights of women to sue over pay discrimination, which is something that was in 2009 on Labor Day that I never have understood, but it does show the piggery of men. That's the only way, oink, oink, oink. Men thought that they were worth more than women, which is preposterous, but still today.
Still do.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Today there still are inequalities in a lot of different things. Age is a discriminatory factor for pay, there's a lot of different stuff. So, anyway, we're focused on Labor Day, at least in part today, on Good Day, so we're happy to have you along as we'll talk about it here and there. There are other things going on, which we will get to during the course of the program, as usual. 18 after the hour now, here on Good Day.
Oh. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, it's 23 after the hour, Monday, Labor Day, the 4th of September. Sad news over the weekend, Jay, the passing of Jimmy Buffett, who has been fighting a rare form of skin cancer for a number of years. His songs, I was listening as I drove out to New York State over the weekend to pick up some cows. I listened to Sirius, the tributes to him. He's only 76. He had Merkel cell cancer. That is something you get from spending too much time in the sun, interestingly enough. So in a moment, we're going to pay tribute to him, to his long fight, much as anything else, but more importantly, the music that inspired so many people to have a good time.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Iconic American singer, songwriter, musician, author, actor, and businessman Jimmy Buffett has died.
My mother wanted me to be a Southern writer, so I kind of wanted to do that, and I got sidetracked for 20 years of rock and roll.
Born James William Buffett on Christmas Day 1946 in Pascagoula, Mississippi, Jimmy played music from a young age and started his music career in Nashville. He created a unique musical style known as Gulf and Western.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Throughout a hit-making career, including hits like Come Monday and It's 5 o'clock somewhere, the name Jimmy Buffett is perhaps most synonymous with the title of his iconic anthem, Margaritaville.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
There's a lot of work behind it, but I always left time to play.
An avid environmentalist and philanthropist, he dedicated himself to marine conservation and disaster relief efforts throughout his life. We raise a margarita and remember Jimmy Buffett.
Yep. He had a weakened immune system, apparently. history of other cancers. He was light-skinned. The whole business of Merkel cell carcinoma it's rare. It spreads quickly, parts of the body beyond the skin. My sister had it, as a matter of fact, but she seems to have licked it. Anybody who spends a lot of time in the sun is going to be exposed to this, and there's a lesson in that for sure. Last time he performed, Jay, I think it was just a month or so ago, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it was very recently.
Yeah.
And he kept performing throughout his whole diagnosis and fight against his cancer. And
But, you know, as far as Labor Day is concerned, he's a great example of somebody, a one-man show, in essence. This guy created, but he didn't, you know, he had people working for him, but he came up with the ideas, that brand, the Margaritaville thing. It was restaurants.
Cheeseburger in Paradise is a restaurant that's around. And
casinos, hotels, that kind of stuff, the whole way of living. And so he created, this is the thing about entrepreneurs and business. He was one of those really creative sorts. He started a business from nothing and created a great deal of wealth for himself, and certainly along the way helped a lot of people to reach their goals in terms of working and in terms of just having a good time. As I said, for a good time, call Jimmy, because he was a good time. But serious and smart, all of those things. He epitomized a lot of things, and so people were shocked, I think, they didn't know he was sick. Here's a guy, young, seems like very vibrant, and at 76 he passes away. Good thoughts about Jimmy Buffett here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you forgotten how to walk your dogs? Remember when you were growing up, the dogs would be with the kids all day long, playing with us, hanging out in the yard with us? People have forgotten how to walk their dogs, which can make the dogs bored and cause many other behavioral issues. Listen carefully. The guardians walking their dogs spend their entire time talking to their friends on the cell phone, texting, listening to their iPods, anything but interacting with their dogs. Walking your dog is the perfect time to establish a better relationship. It's the time to interact. It's the time to play. It's the time to enjoy each other. Remember, when you take your dog for a walk, it's not your walk, it's their walk. Leave that cell phone. Don't text. Leave that at home. Spend time playing with your dog. Let the dog know that you're enjoying the walk as much as he is. Let's enjoy the walks together, focusing on the dog. Leave those cell phones and those iPods at home just for a few minutes every day. I'm Warren.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet play a survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos Party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Just another manic Monday. Wish you were Sunday. That's my fun day.
At 34 at the hour. Yep, Monday, Labor Day. Doug Steffen here. The issues of the day, the things that matter. Lots of things going on as usual. The day, the week, the month, the year, our lives. I was talking last month, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here through Labor Day. I was talking about all the planets that are in retrograde. I think there are eight planets. We're about halfway through Mercury being in retrograde. Venus is in
With the Mercury retrograde, we are in the season of Virgo right now, and Virgo is ruled by Mercury. Uh-huh. So it's one of those, like, oof, double whammy right now.
So if you're driving around and you're wondering, why is this going on? Whatever it is, you can ask why about almost anything that's in life. Why did your boat break down over the weekend while you were enjoying it on the out in the water? Any stuff like that. It's transportation, it's communication, a lot of different things. And then there is each individual. That's Mercury, and then the rest of them are all just a double whammy. Mm-hmm. So if you don't really understand what this means, people say, "What the heck is he talking about?"
There's always retrogrades happening, and some planets are at retrograde for a very long period of time.
Yes, they can be years in retrograde. Yep. So it looks like the planet's going backwards. That's kind of the way when you talk about retrograde. Instead of moving ahead, it looks like it's going backwards in the sky. And it's just different motion. It's all the influence of all the things. Can you imagine, though, the first person who actually studied this? It was first called astronomy before it was called astrology. And now we have a different meaning for the word astronomy. Because I'm talking about NASA stuff.
Astronomy is still astronomy, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's about the stuff in the sky.
It's different. Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. So anyway, and you have different types of astrology. There's the Western astrology. There's Eastern Chinese astrology. And basically, you come up with this, even though the months are different, you come up with the same sort of, the way that you, if you ever had a good reading from a good astrologer, it would make a difference in their form, whether it's a Vedic astrologer or somebody that does, you know, straightforward readings of Western astrology. Anyway, I don't mean to get too steeped in all this, but it's fun and it's interesting. It's fascinating, very fascinating stuff. The stars are fascinating. As I often do when I take long drives, I get very introspective and I'm looking around. I was driving New York State at this time of year is beautiful. The farm country, I was up in a little town near Syracuse, near the Finger Lakes. Picked up a couple of beautiful Jersey heifers that a lady raised, and they're just the sweetest things. And I was happy to bring them back and put them in with my herd of cows. But the drive back, instead of coming back on the interstate, I came back on Route 20 all across. Those of you who are in New York State, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The farms. I just driving up and down the hills, looking at the magnificence of Mother Nature. Or whatever, however you attribute this, the whole business about what grows. And I start thinking about some of the stuff I reflect on the air. You know, how in the world is all of this possible? Mm-hmm. And where are we and what's going on? It's just kind of amazing. And for some people, it's overwhelming. I get that. It is, because it's hard to understand.
When you think about how small we genuinely are compared to Earth as a whole and our solar system. But then you think how small that even is compared to what goes beyond.
Our galaxy, all that stuff. All right, back to the basics here. The Burning Man Festival was over the weekend. And apparently a lot of because of the flooding, thousands of people in the desert had a tough time. And I think at least one person died, right? In the floods that were part of this? Was it because of the floods? I guess probably.
They are investigating. But this is one of those things, after that huge rainstorm, pretty much stranded everybody because the roads, you couldn't drive on them. They had to close them down. And just everything's so muddy. They told people to start rationing their food and beverages because they didn't know how long. There's still over 70,000 people stranded.
Stuck. Yep. They're stuck there. This has been going on. It's not far from Reno. The fact that it started on Friday, and then they had the rain, and they had more rain yesterday, and so the festival, which is
it started on this 27th, and it was only supposed to be, it's only a weekend thing, a Friday to Monday situation, but we're like talking a week later, people are still stranded.
Stuck. They sure are. So at any rate, that's just a report. I don't know, why would you go to a... That would be my question. Why would you go to something like that? In the middle of the desert, it's hot. I suppose it's the same thing you could say, go back to 1968. And what about the big festival in New York on what's his name, Yasgur's Farm, right? Remember the whole business of Woodstock? Why did people go to Woodstock? What was that all about? And so
I think it's about the music, about the togetherness,
About the pot.
About the outfits.
Liquor or whatever is going on. Women, men. All right, so apparently a couple of famous people, Diplo, I don't know who Diplo is, I know who Chris Rock is. Who's Diplo?
Diplo's a producer.
Ah, okay. Anyway, are they friends? Is Chris Rock?
Songwriter, music producer. Yeah, yeah. And they were at Burning Man together, and they were
stuck.
Some of the people who, yeah, got stuck.
Yeah,
and
got stuck.
They started walking 6 miles in the, like, ankle. I mean, this mud, you don't just walk on top of it. You're sinking into it. They walked for 6 miles like this, and some fans happened to be able to make it with their truck far enough that they spotted them, and they're like, hey, gotta get in.
Jump in. Chris Rock in the back. That'll be his, he's a good stand-up guy. Very funny. I think he's a very funny guy. And it'll make it into his next, you bet. It'll make it into his next performance. But mud, like, everywhere. And the business of what you expect versus what you get. There were some people that were brought in. I guess this guy was at the festival, got in with a hot air balloon. I mean, the helicopters, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, anyway. That's what I was wondering when they were going to. I'm sure some attendees at Burning Man have the funds to get helicopters to go get them out. But I was wondering when a lot of the rescue stuff like that would be happening.
How's the service there? You have, is the cell phone service good? I would think out in the middle of nowhere like that, it would not be easy to get cell phone service, frankly.
You know, I'm not sure. You see a lot of people who go and attend still able to post pictures to social media.
Yeah.
So it has to be at least be good enough.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see other things involving being outside over the weekend. 6 hikers were rescued from Mount Katahdin in Maine over the weekend. One of the people in the group lost consciousness, so they were kind of stuck for almost a day. This went on Saturday night into yesterday. 20-year-old woman lost consciousness on the mountain. They were up pretty high. And if you're not used to being that high, you can. You know, I've had that happen to me. If you have your lungs aren't used to it, you can. I remember having that happen to me when I was in the Rocky Mountains. It happened to me when I was down in Peru.
You can literally,
you can't breathe.
Dizzy. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, they found the group and rescued this person. But it's still, imagine being in that situation. That's why I tell you these stories, because I want you to think about what would happen if you were in that position. If this happened to you, how would you deal with it? The lady was there, lifted to Bangor, to a hospital there, and then the others just climbed down the mountain. And this is something that is very popular. Mount Katahdin and this whole mountain range in the state park in Maine. It's Baxter State Park. Very, very popular with folks coming from all over the country. A lot of hiking. That's a big thing, you know. Have you ever gone hiking? Do you like to hike?
I do. Yeah. I like walks. I like hiking. I've never climbed. I've never done any like climbing like that. But
no.
Yeah, I love hikes.
Yeah. I remember the last time we were talking about people that were hiking or sort of living. This family took it very seriously. I think we talked about this a couple of times over the past month or so. The 3 Colorado family members who went trying to live off the grid, well, they died of malnutrition. They died of hypothermia. Their child weighed 40 pounds. Christine Vance, Rebecca Vance, and Rebecca's 14-year-old son died of malnutrition. All of them. You know, you go out and you try to do that. It's laudable if you know how to do it, if you're prepared how to live in that circumstance. But if you're not, you think you can, but, you know, they used a tent for shelter, survived on canned food. It just isn't.
Well, according to people close to them, when they said that this was something they wanted to do, their loved ones, friends, family told them, do not do this. You are not equipped to do this.
Crazy.
You have not done any research. You're basically just going out there saying, I'm going to live off the grid without doing what you need to do to make it actually happen in a feasible way.
Yep. Yeah. So it's too bad. So they died. Did they die for nothing? I suppose it's a good warning for other people under the circumstances. Sometimes you hear people say, well, that person died for nothing. Well, hopefully there's somebody, same as Jimmy Buffett. Someone learns from the experience that they've had not to do what they did in order to contribute to their demise. one way or another. A lot of lessons every day you learn from people who do things that they ought not to do, and then it's too late to wish they hadn't done it. They just didn't do it the right way, and so what do you learn? I would think that's a great lesson for people, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not, in essence, dying in vain. You know what I mean?
It's a warning, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. All right, here's... Take a deep breath every time I see one of these things. Five teenagers involved in a doorbell prank. One of the pranksters was assaulted. They now face trespassing charges. This is on Tybee Island outside of Savannah. It was, you know, these pranks are taking place here and there. They ring the doorbell, they knock on the door, and then they run away. Well, in this case, one of the youngsters was hurt. The people come chasing after them sometimes. But they were trespassing, and they shouldn't have been. It's not funny. This is a different era, perhaps, from what you read about or heard about or your grandfather told you about. People have no tolerance. They have no patience. And they're all worried about being attacked by somebody, so they got a gun or some other item, and you'll get hurt. It's too bad, but it's, you know, there were no serious injuries reported.
And it's one of those things that, yeah, you don't know who you are doing this to.
Right.
Just like with road rage. You don't know who's going to freak out. Yeah, maybe somebody cut you off, but let them. You don't know who they are, what they're going through, what they have in their truck. But with the teens, with the doorbell ditch, the ding-dong ditch or whatever, the resident who was arrested with these allegations, apparently this person was hiding out because they were already wanted by police. There was already an arrest warrant for them. So they really knocked on the wrong house at the wrong time.
Yeah, wrong on the wrong door. Yeah, exactly. All right, lessons learned, hopefully, here. At 48 after the hour, this is Labor Day, good day.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limit supply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, a celebration of food and the Food Farm Family portion of the Good Day program. Every day you can go to foodfarmfamily.com as a service. Jay puts together a lot of these stories with details of how it impacts you. Even if Friday we celebrated National Tofu Day on our Food Farm Family. You can read all about tofu at foodfarmfamily.com. As far as today is concerned, we have the usual recall. This time it's Hillshire Brands from St. Joseph, Missouri, recalling thousands, tens of thousands of pounds of blended meat and poultry smoked sausages contaminated with things like bone fragments. Good God. So these are usually ready-to-eat meats. They were produced back in June. And so anything that you have, this is how I get to the bottom line. Hillshire Farms deserves to have a comeuppance because they didn't manage things properly. So you bring back whatever it is, and they make a lot of different products. So bring them back to the store from which they came, and you get your money back. And you also say, hey, look, I drove down here. You get $20-$30 out of them for your time. Hard for them to say no to that. Or if they say, well, we can't really do that. Okay, so I'm going to go across the street to the other grocery store. I'm not coming back here anymore. Most of the items have been placed all over the country, from California to Maryland to New Mexico to New York, North Carolina to Pennsylvania. It's very interesting. This problem, Jay, was discovered when they notified the inspection folks that they had received consumer complaint regarding bones in their products.
Can you imagine, like, biting into and all of a sudden you have a chipped tooth because you just bit into a bone?
Bring the dentist bill to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Hillshire is a big name. It's not like it was like nobody knew who they were. It's a big name, national brand. So be careful of that stuff and bring it back. All right, let's see here. A couple of lawsuits of note. One against Burger King, food ads and their subject matter. This one, bigger, juicier, crisper. but they aren't really. So the ads look one way, and what you get at the Burger King and other companies is another thing.
Okay, but also food in ads isn't even edible. They do so, like, is this not well known by now that in print and on TV, it's, yeah, they, whether it's actually real food or not is even big.
Questionable.
Yeah, that's questionable because sometimes they use the real food and they do different glosses and spray things on it. Other times it's styrofoam with other things around it because it's supposed to look pretty.
Right. So a federal judge in Florida has refused to dismiss a class action lawsuit against Burger King. They claim the ads overstate the amount of meat in the Whopper. Burger King isn't the only one, though. This law firm, Perkins Coie, has gone after some of the other food companies and beverage companies. They've put in suits against, what, over 100 companies I'm looking at
here. So these are one of those law firms that are just, like, kind of waiting in the wings for a lot of this stuff. Like, oh, the coffee was too hot. The chicken nuggets were too hot. There's too much breading. Which, some of this stuff, let's be honest, though, some of it is hotter than it actually needs to be. You can't even consume it because it's so unbelievably hot. I totally get that. But what was the recent one that... Something that's supposed to take 3 minutes to make.
It takes
longer, but it's 3 minutes to cook in the microwave. At you actually putting the stuff together, that's an additional 60 seconds or so.
Yeah. Somebody, I don't know who's in charge of doing this, but somebody filed a lawsuit against one of the chip makers for not completely filling the bag. They counted how many chips were in the bag, and that was the basis of the lawsuit. There have been suits against Wendy's and McDonald's and Taco Bell, and so the companies want to settle these cases because it's really bad for business. It makes them look bad. A&W Root Beer and Pepper, Dr. Pepper, agreed to pay a $15 million settlement just to get rid of the court case. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they were supposedly, the claim was they deceived customers with a label on the bottle using vanilla on Kansas soda, which actually had synthetic flavoring. It didn't have vanilla. So who finds that out? Who does the research to figure out that you use something other than real vanilla?
Also good for them. Like, hold them accountable. Yes, you're saying you are going to include something. Include the real stuff, not synthetic junk.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, yucca bunga. All right, there it is, our Food Farm Family Report. Check it out, foodfarmfamily.com. Right now, you are with the Good Day folks. Now 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.